1776.
If you're taking a trip soon, get ready for the big pat down at the airport, or perhaps you'll be one of the guinea pigs going through the body scanners. More crackdowns across the country. I have the skinny on that. Plus, a gym is rolling out a finger scanner. What does this mean? We got chips, we got body scanners, and now we got finger scanners at 24-hour fitness. It's a mad, mad world. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The name of this show, you can jump in, and man, the water is warm. Anytime you want to take a dip, do it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Besides, how many broads give you their number right from the get-go without even asking? I'm just joking. I've actually gotten a bunch of emails where they've said to me, like John in Alaska, like Joe Palou, who listens to us in Vermont religiously, what's that number again? You rattle it off so quickly. It's like you're at bingo and you're on speed. I'm not on speed, but I'm excited about this show. Boy, we have a ton of things that we're going to jump into. A lot of it seems to deal with our shrinking privacy and how much that bothers you or how much it doesn't bother you. But the mosque at Ground Zero, and I'm going to call it that, the mosque at Ground Zero. It's literally two blocks away. Know the area well. It's a stone's throw. You can see where the World Trade Centers went down. It's in the area. I mentioned in a previous show, the imam for the project says the U.S. is worse than Al-Qaeda, that there's massive Islamophobia going on, and it's ridiculous. Then you have the wife of the imam, and she was very, very vocal. Daisy Khan did an interview over the weekend on ABC, and she's the executive director of the American Society for Muslim Advancement. So she's right there. She's pretty much the mouthpiece, I think, or she's going to be, for this 15-story Cordoba House building, along with her husband, Abdul Rauf. So that's where the quote came from about Islamophobia, that it's hate, pure hatred of Muslims. And she said, look, there's too much at stake. Well, there's some things you don't know about the project, which is why a lot of people were asking, okay, well, where is this being funded? Who's putting up the money for this? And we're going to tell you some of the things that we know to be true when it comes to this project. Before we do that, the State Department threw in their two cents, P.J. Crowley did, and the reason why is because the imam behind this Islamic center was on a road trip, if you will. And there were concerns about, what is he doing? The government's paying for it, and he's, what, raising money? So Crowley decided to clear it up. Here's what he said.
We're not hiding him, but by the same token, these are, for the most part, visits to groups, figures that are occasionally open to the public, but for the most part, they're not.
So the little jaunt that he was on, as you heard there at the end, wasn't really open to the public. There were people in various news organizations that wanted to be able to film it, that wanted to be able to go along with some of the to some of the places where he went, and they weren't able to do that. So this is the deal. First of all, the Imam Rauf is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he's gotten financial backing for the mosque from the Carnegie Corporation and who else? Jim Wallace is another one that's one of the backers of the Cordoba project. And not surprisingly, I guess, is the billionaire George Soros with the Open Society Institute. He's also backing this project, too. And then there's the Saudi prince who's the co-owner of News Corp, which is the parent company of Fox News, who in the past, now I don't know if this one's part of this deal, but in the past, anyway, he's funded Roof's projects to the tune of, like, I don't know, $300,000 to $400,000 is what I was told. So this makes it interesting as to why you might want to know where the money comes from on this one. And especially because now things are getting heated. There was rallies over the weekend on both sides of this. And you see these protesters and there's these clashes from people for and people against it. But I think the scary thing is who profits from it. Who profits from the Cordoba Initiative? Who's backing it? The one thing that did come out with this throwing out Islamophobia and all this other sort of stuff is if the people backing the project determined that they didn't want to see it built there, that it would move because the money is what counts. If the mosque project, if the money behind it went away, then they're not going to, I mean, who's funding it? If they're pulling out, then they're not going to have the money to build what they want to build anyway. So that means that there's a good chance that it would just be moved to another part of the city. Now, this is the really stupid part of this, one of the dumbest parts of this whole thing, and tell me if you agree with me or not. But you've got 9/11 and another anniversary of 9/11 coming up. Still no Osama bin Laden, we know all that. And still lots of loose ends when it comes to what happened and what's going on with Gitmo and all that stuff, right? So the construction of this project is supposed to begin on September 11th of next year, which would be the 10th anniversary of the attacks. Could there be a worse? I mean, are you kidding? When they sit down and plan these things out at these meetings, are they actually talking to each other and thinking them through? Could you think of a worse day to start that project, especially now that you see the fervor around this debate? And it's almost like I do have to ask myself, do you think it's on purpose? Do you think that they didn't realize that there was going to be controversy over this project? Of course. So then we go back to the imam saying, oh, well, it's about building a bridge, reaching out to people of all faiths. And if that's true, then this should have never happened. I mean, so is this an incredible opportunity for this Cordoba Initiative? Is it ridiculous and asinine to put it on that piece of property where it is? Or is it just one of these crazy distractions when all along the people pulling the strings knew this was going to happen? You know, controversy sells. Controversy works in some cases. I think this works against them, but I think they might think it works for them. A penny for your thoughts. 800-259-5791. Talk more about that and some odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Bad luck, bad has got the hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them in plain mistakes, their chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Speaking of bad luck, because I said we were going to hopscotch to some odds and ends, just so you're aware of it, if you go to the airport, if you're going to Boston or coming out of Boston, Logan Airport is the airport there, the security is, so much different than it has been in the past. I've flown out of there before and flown in there, and maybe some of you have too. What they're doing is they do the palms first, slide down the body. Just watch, I don't know, any of the cop shows, CSI or whatever show, where they feature cops stopping people and searching them, and you'll see what will happen to you at Logan. And the new procedure, I never agree with anything that the ACLU says, at least lately. I have to agree with some of what they're saying. They're talking about the replacement of what the TSA used to do, the pack, they took the back of the hand, they did the pat down. I don't know if you ever had that or not. But now they're going to do this national rollout of this, but they're testing it, the new way to do the pat downs. And so what the ACLU said in a statement that they released is that they're for good effective security measures, but in general they're concerned about this seemingly constant erosion of privacy, and we wonder whether it's going to really be effective. Bingo. How effective is this going to be? If somebody wants to do something on the plane, we've seen that the true security measures need to happen. One with the employees and the access around the airports. So really, do you think with all the layers of possibilities that somebody's, especially you got pat downs, do you think someone's going to try to do it that way? And if they are, they've got another system. They've cracked the code. If you sat and had hours and hours to think about it somewhere in your house in Saudi Arabia or wherever, then you probably could figure out, after surveilling things enough, what would be the easiest way to do harm. And you wouldn't take the obvious route of, oh, let me put some more of these bombs in my underwear and see when they pat me down. Of course not. So will enhanced pat-downs really help? Will they really discourage somebody from doing what they would do, like with an improvised explosive, if they had something concealed on their body? They'll figure out another way to do it. It used to be the back of the hands over sensitive body spots, like your torso, right? But now they're using front of the hand sliding motions over the bodies, including what they're calling sensitive areas. It just, I don't know, seems like crazy overkill to me, and no way are you stopping somebody. I would love it if the TSA did stop somebody this way. Oh my gosh, we thwarted a mad, crazy bomber who was going to scream Allah Akbar at the top of his lungs and kill the 200 people on the plane. I mean, then I'd say, wow, I'm going to eat crow. They were right about these new body search procedures. And they're doing them, they're doing the tests out of all places. They're doing it at Logan and Las Vegas McCarran. And the reason they say that is because those airports have the greatest number also of walk-through full body scanners. And they use low-dose x-rays to do the two-sided head-to-toe images of the passengers' bodies, which includes discernible, but what they're saying, not distinct, images of the private parts. And it blurs their facial features, so that just doesn't make me feel better. There are people who opt not to walk through the scanners, so then they have to walk through a metal detector and they have to submit to a body search. If the full body scanner detects an image on a person's body that they can't decipher, then they are also subject to body searches. Yeah, that could be a little crazy too. It's just like the things that you cart across and have x-rayed when we're pulling out our computers and everything else, and they don't know what it is. They're just looking at an image and trying to figure it out, and then they pull your bag aside. So this is the same theory with your body. And if there is no full body scanner at a security spot, then you have to go through the metal detector and you have to do a body search if the alarm sounds. And then they've got the randomness of it. Just the whole idea of all of it is so over the top to me. And because recently, and it's really, you know what, really, the invasion of privacy deal, it's like you can make the jokes like, I don't care if they want to see me, whatever. But if you got kids going through, you have these older people that are going through, there's just something about watching a grandmother get shaken down that bothers me. And something about these kids, and I always, when I travel, there are tons of young children. And I guess that's just the way of life. I mean, that's what we have to accept or not. So the question becomes, is this too much over the top? Do you think that the new body search policy is just way over the top? Is this an invasion of privacy? Or does this keep us safer in the skies? And does it not bother you? 800-259-5791. Must not have a lot of travelers out there. If you travel, and certainly if you travel to any of those areas, you're going to have to answer that question, or it's just going to happen to you either way, because that's what you'll be subjected to. If you have a ticket to go to Boston or to Vegas, then that's what you'll get. I would say there has to be a better way for the security system. I get the security deal, I do, but it's almost laughable because if you remember, every time something happened was when the system changed. Guy tried to light his shoe on fire. Remember that? And that happened a long time ago in Miami. So now we all take our shoes off. And I'm surprised. Guy tried to blow up a plane, had a bomb in his underwear. Guess they couldn't make us take off our underwear, but they could do the closest thing to it with these searches. And more and more, it seems as though we're seeing the erosion of these civil liberties. I get that there has to be some kind of I don't even want to say compromise. I'm apprehensive about that because I don't think we should have to compromise when it comes to our freedoms, when it comes to privacy rights. But how far over the top and over the edge are we going? And the weird thing is, too, and we know this, especially with the body scanners, that's about profitability, baby, because there are people that are making big bucks on the body scanners. And so the push is on. Michael Chertoff, who used to be the Homeland Security Director, is one of the guys who's profiting big time. So he's testifying to Congress. Oh, by the way, I have this product. Oh, I didn't mention that. The body scanners that you are going to use. Great. So let me just tell you how safe I think they are and how incredibly accurate they are and how many would-be possibilities we stop at an airport. I want to see that. That's what I want to see, because I have to believe that if somebody really wants to do something at an airport, what they're going to do is they're going to assimilate. They're going to get a job. They're going to get hired to do something, whatever it is, work in bags, work on the airport tarmac itself and pulling planes in and out. That's what you'll see. It'll be somebody or a group of people that get jobs at airports, because then they have access. The more access they have, then that's where you have the more possibilities of something sinister happening, I believe. And if the idea is to lie and wait until you have the opportunity, we've seen that other people have been able to do that. All right, I mentioned this, so I'm going to put this in odds and ends, too, quickly. 24-Hour Fitness is doing a finger scanner at the gym. Does this bother anyone? Instead of the membership cards and the IDs when you go to the gym, you just have to get your finger scanned, and they call it cardless check-in. So you don't have to punch, well, I guess maybe you would punch a code, and then you'd have the finger scan. And I worked for somebody where they had the finger scan, and it didn't work in the first place, because every single time it would, not every single time, but every third or fourth time anyway, half the time it didn't scan correctly. But this idea of scanning it is that growing use of biometric technology, which uses physical features like hands, eyes, and faces to identify you. And it's allowed, certainly, other people to maybe hack into your identity. Certainly the cops and the military know that this can be dangerous for the identity theft problem. That's what I think. I think you're going to see more problems with this. That's the problem with biometric scans, really. Hang with us. We can count next.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Ratchet M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Up. You got it. We can count. How'd you like to be stuck in traffic that stretched for more than 60 miles? I know you're saying, no way. It's going on in China, and it's in its ninth day. There is no end in sight to this sucker. Cars and trucks slowed to a crawl since August 14th on the National Expressway 110, also known as the G110. It's one of the major routes in Beijing, outside of Beijing. And they say that the congestion is going to continue because workers are doing a construction project, and it's going to continue through September 13th. So people are just becoming accustomed to the severe delays. When they have these jams, what they apparently do is they pull out the cards and they start to play cards. It's that much of a crawl. I mean, you heard what I said. 60 miles? Yeah, you probably have time to play some card games and some chess. But I can't imagine how infuriating it is. About 400 police officers patrol the road 24 hours a day to try to keep everybody calm because it's gotten nasty occasionally. And what happens is the snarls are so commonplace, there's been a spike in the number of trucks that use the road, and that reaches about 17,000. The daily peak hits 17,000. I've been in traffic jams, but all I can say is, the cell phone conversations, that must be the interesting part of it, because that's, if you've got gridlock for 60 miles, what are you going to do? I think you're going to have a few cell phone talks. That's the thing to do. Hey, I'll catch up with you later. I'll talk to you when I'm stuck in traffic for 60 miles and I'll do business that way, and I'll call my friends and I'll set up my weekend plans, I guess. I don't know. This from New Zealand. Crews with bulldozers buried 49 pilot whales in sand dunes in an isolated area on Sunday after rescuers managed to save only 9 from a group that was stranded on the beach for 2 days. Oh, that's so sad. The rescuers refloated 13 of the beach whales over the weekend after a mass stranding of 58 of them on this remote beach. Then 4 of the 13 survivors had to be euthanized. They were beached again. The death toll overall of these whales in Wellington, New Zealand, 49. And it's just the full pod of the whales. That's what they call them. They were beached, and there was a storm that kind of pushed them in that direction. And it's weird. They've kept records on this in the Department of Conservation there since 1840. They have recorded about 5,000 strandings of the whales and dolphins around the New Zealand coast, and scientists really haven't figured out why whales become stranded. It's just something that happens. So they were able to save a handful anyway. That's the good news. But, boy, that's a lot of dead whales, isn't it? This is a crazy statistic. Indiana lawmakers say they are very puzzled by a study that shows teens who take the driver's ed classes are probably likely to crash much more so than those who don't take the classes. The Indiana BMV released a study that shows drivers under 18 who took driver's ed had 4 times the crashes than those without the training. The state driver's ed program, they believe, has not changed in 30 years, and maybe it's kids are getting permits earlier and they're on the road more or something. But that doesn't bode well for the reason why you would want to have your kid take driver's ed. And if you're a kid who doesn't want to take driver's ed, you could just point to the study. But look, Mom, 4 times more kids that do it get into accidents. Speed kills, they say, right? In Sugartown, or Sugar Creek Township anyway, in Ohio, a single car crash on Interstate 675 shut down the southbound lanes for 6 hours. And what happened was a 19-year-old lost control of his car, slammed into a concrete pillar on a bridge or right there where the bridge was, and the force of the crash broke the car into 3 pieces, and the kid was ejected. He was going about 100 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, because he was passing people on the road. It was early in the morning, like 7:15. So he was alert and conscious after the crash. They flew him to the hospital where he's listed in critical condition. You'd have to think, boy, he has to be lucky to be alive. I can't believe that he wasn't killed instantaneously, but it has to be because he was ejected from the car and might have got lucky there. Otherwise, I don't see how he survives that. The 100 miles an hour passing people, whew, it's lucky he didn't take anyone else out. A 34-year-old man celebrating a bachelor weekend was found dead on the bathroom floor of a vacation cabin. The coroner there is scheduling an autopsy to figure out what happened, and they're not releasing the victim's name because they've got to notify the family. There was about 5 guys. They were drinking all throughout the night at Above It All Lodge, and he was found 4 or 5 hours after he had died in the morning, about 8:30 in the morning. And they were, you know, the friends were scooping cans into trash bags on the back balcony of the log house, and there were beer bottles and cans, so they're going to look at alcohol poisoning, maybe. Or maybe it had to do with something he was taking. They also found out he was taking medication for respiratory problems. And then you throw in the weather and a hot tub, and you've got 100 degrees and then getting in a hot tub. And this was in Helmsburg, Indiana, by the way. And that doesn't bode well for the right conditions, if you know what I'm saying, to be pounding the liquor. Sometimes you just have to use your brain. And sometimes you just don't, you know, they're not thinking. it's this bachelor party, everybody's having fun, and they're just not thinking about hot tubs and temperatures and heart medication or respiratory problems or any of that. This is a good news thing, at least in one sense. In Nassau in the Bahamas, rescuers and boats saved six people, and that included two kids and a pregnant woman. They were clinging to a small plane that crash-landed in the waters off the Bahamas. It was one of those twin-engine Pipers in the Aztec that went down about 3 miles from Grand Bahama Island, if you know where that is, after one of the engines failed. So they were holding on to the tail section when they were rescued. And when the rescuers pulled up, the people still seemed pretty shell-shocked, I guess. They got them onto the boat, and then they went toward the shore, and the people were just stunned. I mean, they were happy to see the boat and kept saying that we survived a plane crash. And it was six in all. They were all Bahamian, and none appeared to have any kind of injuries, they say, other than, like, cuts and bruises and whatnot. It looked like they were doing one of those, they call them hamburger runs, where you go from one place to another, just the short jumps. And I guess that's what they were doing when they crashed. But, boy, you'd have to feel blessed, I think, when you survive any kind of a crash like that. And the water, had to be a water landing deal, and they made it somehow. Monterrey, Mexico, that's the site of our next story. The police there are saying that seven bodies were pulled from mine shafts while all this drug violence is going on. They're fearing that maybe this had something to do with it. They got the bodies from the mines that were being used as graveyards by drug gangs, and they were led to the mines by a group of suspects, including, this is the thing with Mexico, three police officers who were arrested last week. So they removed the bodies, and this is the same place, not far. It's an abandoned mine. In May, they had 55 bodies that they found in an abandoned mine near Texico, which is a city south of Mexico City that's very popular with international tourists. So the U.S. consulate in Monterrey said that it was temporarily pulling diplomats' kids out of a school where a shooting outside killed two security guards for a private company. Yeah, I don't know that I'd want to be going to school there. The American School Foundation is the name of it. It's a private school, and a lot of Americans go there. And the wounding of the guards killing two security guards, and then the wounding of three other guards at a bottling company not too far away led to that. Boy, you just got to think, would you really take some of those trips to Mexico now? I mean, I wonder how many people will stop, not maybe going to the beach towns, but some of these other areas that are beautiful where people used to go, if they'll stop doing it because of the fear of the kidnapping and the killings and whatever, especially people that have permanent residency there. The U.S. ambassador was telling the consulate, was pleading with the personnel at the consulate to keep the kids at home, because they're worried about what the risks are and what they can do to take any kind of measures to not have some tragic endings here. And they believe the whole gun battle thing that happened with the guards being killed might have been the result of an attempted kidnapping target where they were targeting relatives of a business executive. And that would be pretty easy to find that kind of stuff out. So gunmen or not, there's a way if the drug cartel wants to get to somebody, they're going to get to them. They're going to find out where they work, they live, or they go to school. And I think it's going to get that much worse. And Monterrey is a huge area. For people who don't know, it's a business hub that is one of the most prosperous areas of Mexico, at least cities certainly. A lot of people live there that are doing pretty well, and some of the Americans would be part of that. And you'd have to think that they're thinking their choices of maybe even living there for the drug violence. Because how do you keep your kids safe? They'd have to be homeschooled, I would guess. Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
This, it flat out was what a judge ruled. A judge blocked the president's stem cell regulations. It was a big story on the day. Lots of water cooler buzz on that one. Stem cells have become a tug of war. It's certainly in the last decade and a half, probably. It's probably been before that, but really the big heated debates on stem cells happened in the last 15 years. So this federal judge blocks the rules that would expand the research, which is a huge hammer to the head of the administration, because they're saying it's going to stall potentially life-saving research. If you remember Christopher Reeve, that was what he fought for so long, is to open that up, to open up stem cells when it had to do with what it could what it could help with people with paralysis. And then the actor Michael J. Fox, same thing with Parkinson's. They talk about that, and he was on the Hill a ton. So this is nonprofit group Nightlight Christian Adoptions is saying that the government's new guidelines would decrease the number of human embryos available for adoption and implantation, frankly. And what that group does, like some others, they help people adopt the human embryos that are being stored in fertilization clinics. And they do the domestic international embryo stuff for people in all 50 states. Now you got the courts involved in this. And so a federal appeals court had ruled that two doctors who do research with adult stem cells were entitled to sue over the new guidelines. And that's what they're doing. They say that the guidelines wouldn't help in the competition area. They would it would result, rather, in increased competition for very limited dollars, meaning federal money, baby. And it would hurt their ability to compete for the National Institutes of Health stem cell research money. Because, in a nutshell, the law forbids the use of taxpayer dollars to destroy a human embryo. Everybody understands that. And culling stem cells from an embryo destroys the embryo. But once created, you got these batches of stem cells or lines. They can reproduce indefinitely in lab dishes. Now, if you remember, here's how it goes. The current administration expanded the number of stem cell lines. You got to really figure this one out, folks. That was created with private money that federally funded scientists could research. That was up from the 21 that Bush had allowed to go to. Now it's up to 75 so far. So keep following along. It's very simple. To qualify, the National Institute of Health insisted on evidence that the woman or the couple who donated the original embryo did it voluntarily and were told of other options, like donating to another infertile woman or something like that. Because then that's what the problem is what's going to happen with the embryos. What's going to happen? That's the question. The law is very unambiguous. And now we go back on the same thing with the judge who is getting a lot of praise from the Alliance Defense Fund, and that's a group of Christian attorneys and other co-counsels in the suit, because what they're saying is, look, forget the whole what we should do with the stem cells. Let's just figure this out. The American people shouldn't have to pay for experiments that are not accepted by federal law, that destroy human life. The court is simply enforcing an existed law, one that's already on the books, passed by Congress, that prevents Americans from paying another dime for needless research on human embryos. So this has to be, like I said, a hammer to the head of the Obama administration, because they're trying to circumvent the federal law and maybe science, I guess you could say, as well. And the guidelines, this makes it interesting, because really it had to do with the two guys who felt like their livelihoods were on the line. That was really the big thing. And you go back to the embryos that are stored in these clinics, and you've got about, you know, this Nightlight, for example, they only go back to 1997, and they use about 400, they have about 400,000 frozen embryos. So what about some of these other places? Man, there's got to be a lot. There has to be a lot of them out there. And, you know, the stem cells and what happens with them and what research needs to be done, there is some skepticism in that as to harvesting the stem cells Is there a way? And apparently there is. There is a way to harvest the stem cells without harming the embryo. So then you got to look at it from this point of view. If stem cell research without harming the embryo, if there's a way to do that, why wouldn't we do that if for sure that's the way to do it? Because then what about these diseases? I just mentioned paralysis. I just mentioned what's happening to Michael J. Fox, Parkinson's disease. It's terrible to watch somebody fade away from that. But we keep going back to big pharma and profits. What is the most important thing to protect? It's the money. And it is big money now. Pharmaceuticals are big, big money. And, you know, Obama just basically changed the mechanism, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it, for approval of the funding. So what's crazy here is if there is a way, if we flat out know, if there is a scientific way to do it where you're not doing anything to the embryo, then what is the problem in the first place? And the problem is that's buried. That's what the problem is. So you've got all these political maneuverings, and it doesn't really make sense. It's the height of hypocrisy, I think, if you follow the twists of all of this. And that's the bottom line. The bottom line is what's been determined in the research? What has definitely been determined? And that was one of the things I can remember in the testimony that Michael J. Fox said. He was armed with a lot of facts from the community, some in the scientific community, and that was one of the things clearly I remember him saying, and that there was a way to do this, that it wouldn't prolong this insanity of the discussion. And I think the discussion is this. The discussion is the same thing I always come back to. It sounds so trite, and I hate to hit you over the head with the same thing, but it's about the money. That's what it's about. It's about following the money more than about the rest of it. You might disagree. If you do disagree, please send it up the flagpole or send me an email at americatonight.net. We're up against it, but quickly, let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark. All right. Another time. We were really up against it. It was like beat the clock. You hear the music, it means you got to get off the dance floor. All right, so I know a lot of you probably want to chime in on that. Please do, americatonight.net. I'm going to end on this note. If you were planning on going anywhere for Labor Day and you were going to do it in a car because you don't want to be searched at the airport in Las Vegas or Boston, here's the good news. The pre-Labor Day fall of gasoline, it continues to tumble. I mean, we're seeing it drop. The national average for a gallon of regular gas is way down below 270. Not bad. Maybe it'll keep dropping. One can